This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Luis Ruiz Contreras. Date of birth, May the 17th, 1958. Case ID number is 5636229. Date of exam, June the 1st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, a functional report dated 4/24/23. Identifying information. This is a 65-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased hearing and pain of the left arm, leg, and right shoulder. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked as a migrant worker and a rancher for approximately 30 years. During that time, he had temporal jobs and was employed off and on whenever he had an opportunity to work. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, and he is receiving Social Security benefits. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, decreased hearing. Number two, pain of left arm, leg, and right shoulder. History of allegations, number one, decreased hearing. The claimant states that since 2019, he has noticed a decline in his hearing. His wife states that she knows that he puts the TV up very high and has difficulty in hearing her. The claimant has not been evaluated for his condition. No surgeries have been performed, and he is not using hearing aids at this time. His diagnosis, more likely than not, is presbyopic acusis. Allegation number two, pain of the left arm, leg, and right shoulder. The claimant states that since 2022, he has started to develop bilateral shoulder pain, left knee pain, and left arm pain. He was diagnosed as having osteoarthritis. No x-rays have been performed, and he denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 1 hour, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time and has not seen a physician for his condition. He is presently on Tylenol 650 milligrams, PRN is needed for pain, which does give him relief. His physical activities include doing yard work and walking around the house. Family history. The father died from diabetes mellitus complications at the age of 80. His mother is 86 and has dementia. Medications, Tylenol 650 milligrams, PRN is needed. Medical problems, presbyopic acusis, osteoarthritis, bilateral shoulder pain, left knee pain, major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks approximately 1 6-pack per week, but has tried to cut back on his drinking. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit, weight 182 pounds, height 5 feet, 5 and a half inches tall, BP 136 over 96 mmHg, heart rate 100 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 30. General. This is a 65-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to after the fifth sentence? The claimant did appear to have difficulty in hearing me, and I did have to speak a little louder to communicate with him. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. The claimant did have a small murmur on the left side of his chest, a plus 2 over 5, but no rubs or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Radial pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam on the last page? X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears poorly, but is able to understand my conversation if I do speak louder, and he speaks well. There is mild evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of osteoarthritis. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to presbyscusis and mild osteoarthritis. Probable diagnoses: number one, decreased hearing, dash confirmed with physical examination, more likely than not coming from presbyscusis. Number two, pain of left arm, leg, and right shoulder, dash normal physical exam, but the claimant does appear to have some mild osteoarthritis, which responds to Tylenol. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Luis Ruiz Contreras.